From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council was unable to agree Tuesday on whether Syria should be sanctioned over its alleged use of chemical weapons. Russia questioned the evidence from an independent commission that found government forces were behind at least two chemical attacks. Council members met behind closed doors Tuesday to begin discussing the findings. U.S. Army General Joseph Votel says Syrian Kurds have returned to the eastern side of the Euphrates River. The U.S. government hopes the move will put an end to skirmishes between the Kurds and the Turks, both of which have U.S. support in the battle against the Islamic State group. Italy Tuesday held a funeral for the victims of last week's earthquake. The funeral was held amid the ruins of Amatrice, the small town that bore the brunt of the disaster. Lawyers at the impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff are making their final arguments, before the Senate votes on whether to remove her from office. Rousseff, the country's first female president, was questioned by senators for more than 14 hours on Monday after giving a 30-minute speech laying out her defense. Senators will hold a final debate Wednesday before voting on the verdict. Rousseff is accused of using illegal state loans to cover deficits in the federal budget. The United States says it still hopes to complete a trade pact with the European Union by the end of 2016. The White House said President Barack Obama is sending his top trade official to Europe in September to renew talks aimed at creating the world's largest free trade zone. French President François Hollande, though, said Tuesday that negotiations have stalled, and his trade chief says the government will ask for the talks to end. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Central Command criticized Iran Tuesday for actions of its navy in the Persian Gulf. General Joseph Votel's remarks came after several close encounters between U.S. warships and Iranian gunboats.
In recent days, we have witnessed even more provocative activity by the IRGCN Navy vessels. That type of behavior is very concerning, and we hope to see Iran's naval forces act in a more professional manner.
Several days ago, a U.S. ship was forced to fire warning shots to ward off an Iranian gunboat that was closing in at high speed on another U.S. vessel. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid most of the corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Margrethe Vestager is the EU Competition Commissioner.
Two tax rulings granted by Ireland have artificially reduced Apple's tax burden for over two decades in breach of EU state aid rules.
Richard Murphy is the director of the organization Tax Research.
Ireland basically took away other states' right to tax profits, and that's what the EU has said it did wrong. It let Apple not pay tax anywhere.
Apple chief executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland, where nearly 6,000 people are employed by Apple. Cook says he is confident the ruling will be overturned. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump plans to lay out his immigration proposals Wednesday in Arizona, a state located along the U.S. border with Mexico. In recent days, Trump has offered mixed signals on whether he still supports his original call to create a deportation force to send the 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States back to their home countries. In other political news, a primary election was held Tuesday in the state of Florida. Incumbent Senator Marco Rubio won the Republican nomination. He will face Democrat Patrick Murphy in the fall election. And Democrats in the U.S. Congress are asking the Federal Bureau of Investigation to look into reports that the Russian government may be attempting to influence the U.S. presidential election through cyber attacks. The United States and India will bolster their sharing of intelligence on known or suspected terrorists. At the wide-ranging second U.S.-India strategic commercial dialogue, Secretary of State John Kerry said the governments also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cyber crime. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.